And here's today's news from Rail Technology Magazine in association with Transcity Rail on Tuesday the 12th of March 2024. Transport for West Midlands has confirmed that £61 billion of funding is bringing transport revolution in the region, with this delivering employment, environment and leisure opportunities. A number of communities across the region will benefit from rapid transport improvements, including Wolverhampton, Dudley, Birmingham and West Bromwich. Routes also have the potential to benefit from very light rail technology, which can cut the construction cost and time of trams when compared to traditional light rail. East Midlands Railway is making train travel easier for customers with the launch of new virtual tours for several stations. These tours are particularly beneficial for disabled passengers and those who experience anxiety when travelling. The virtual tours offer immersive 360-degree views of stations including Corby, Wellingborough, Long Eaton, Loughborough, Chesterfield, Market Harborough and East Midlands Parkway, with Alfreton coming soon. This allows you to virtually explore all public areas of the station before your trip, including restrooms, customer service desks, platforms, car parks and drop-off zones. Emma Davis, Head of Customer Experience at East Midlands Railway, said they know many customers often feel anxious about taking a trip, especially if they have extra accessibility needs or haven't travelled in a while, and that they hope these virtual tours provide a useful tool for customers when they're planning their journey. HS2 has released the first images of its largest green bridge yet. 16 green bridges are being built as part of the HS2 project, which, along with green tunnels, will protect wildlife and countryside views. The bridge near Brackley will be the largest, coming in at 99 metres wide and 1.5 miles long, and HS2 says it was able to cut the structure's carbon footprint by 42% during the design phase. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure that you receive every new bulletin, and check out our stories in full on our website, RailTechnologyMagazine.com.